It's an honor to be here again.
很荣幸再一次能够在这里。
Today, my purpose is to deal with the doctrine of God.
今天我们要查考有关神的教义。
This is a great and mysterious subject.
这是一个很伟大而且神秘的教义。
And even though I have four messages,
虽然我有四篇讲纲。
I certainly cannot do it justice in this amount of time.
但我不可能在那么短的时间把它都讲清楚讲明白。
What I will attempt to do, however, is this.
但我今天要试图做的是这个。
I want to deal with the nature of God.
我要讲到神的本性属性。
By one message on the name of God, Jehovah.
好，第一篇信息呢是有关上帝的名耶和华。
And then three messages on representative attributes of God.
好，另外三篇呢是有关神的属性的一些代表性的属性。
And in this way, I hope to give you a summary of the subject.
这样子呢，我就可以给你一个总结，这个主题的总结。
And of course, another time, the whole subject of the Holy Trinity will have to be treated.
然后呢，是整个三位一体的这个题目，我们也要去看看。
And so in this hour, I want to speak to you on the name of God.
好，这个钟头我们要看看上帝的名。
God has a personal name.
神有一个个人的名称。
Of course, God also has a generic name in the Bible.
当然，神也有一个一般性的，就是通称的名称在圣经里。
The generic Hebrew word for God is El or Elohim.
神的通用的名称呢是就是神了 ，Elohim。
But the personal name for God in the Bible is Jehovah or Yahweh.
但神个人的名字在圣经里头称之为耶和华或是亚威。
The generic name for God in the Bible.
好，圣经里神的通称呢？
Is not only used of the true God,
不仅仅是用到这位真神而已
but also of false gods,
也用到假神
human rulers,
还有人的一些统治者
and perhaps even sometimes of angels,
甚至也提用到天使
but the personal name of God,
但是神的个人名称
Yahweh,
耶和华
is used of the true God of the Bible,
只用到圣经里的真神
and is used of no one else at all
除此以外不用到任何其他的任何名称
it occurs 6,828 times in the Bible
有6000多次啊，圣经里头用到
and is used only of the one true God
指的是圣经的真神耶和华
why do I call Yahweh the personal name of God?
为什么我说亚威或是耶和华是神个人的名字呢
Because in two passages, it is used of God when he enters personal relationships with men.
用圣经的两段经文，当神跟人进入一个个人关系的时候，他就用这个名字耶和华称自己。
By way of introduction, I want you to look at those two passages briefly.
我们介绍来看看这两段经文啊。
The first is Genesis 2, 3 and 4.
第一段经文是创世纪二章的三到四节。我们读，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。创造天地的来历，在耶和华造天地的日子乃是这样。
Between verses 3 and 4, an important transition occurs.
好，在第三节跟第四节当中有一个重要的转捩点。
In the account of creation.
就是在神的创造的记录里头一个转捩点。
From Genesis 1:1 to Genesis 2:3.
从创世纪一章一节到二章三节这段经文。
God is called simply Elohim.
我们用神这个字。来讲神，这是他的名称，神。
The generic name for God.
就是神的通用的名称。
And in those verses, Yahweh does not occur.
好，在这段经文前面呢，耶和华的名称从来没有出现过啊。
But beginning with Genesis 2:4.
但从第二章第四节开始。
And throughout several more chapters,
然后一直延续下去几章,
there is a new designation for the deity.
对神就有一个新的名称了。
Now he is called Yahweh Elohim.
如今他称之为耶和华神了。
Why does that transition take place?
为什么在此有这样一个转折呢?
What is its significance?
有什么重要性呢?
Well, the answer is this.
答案是
In Genesis 2:4 and following,
好,在从二章四节创世纪,然后之后呢?
The Bible records how Jehovah enters into a personal relationship with Adam and Eve.
圣经讲到神与亚当夏娃 就建立一个个人的关系了。
He interacts personally with Adam.
他跟亚当开始有个个人的。
He talks with him.
跟他说话。
He gives him precepts.
给他一些神的命令。
He makes promises.
给他应许。
He threatens him.
而且也威胁他。
There is a personal relationship.
有一个个人的关系了。
There is a covenantal relationship.
有一个约的关系。
He is no longer the distant creator.
好，从此他不再是那位遥远的创造主。
But he is the personal covenant God.
他乃是一位与他立约的个人的上帝耶和华。
Who enters into personal relationships with them.
他与人类开始建立一个亲密的关系。
Yahweh is the appropriate name for God.
所以在此耶和华就是当用的名称了。
When you are talking about his being the personal or covenantal God of his people.
当你讲到他是他百姓立约的神，个人的神的，那个时候就要用到耶和华这个名称了。
The second passage where we see that Yahweh is the personal name of God is Psalm 19.
好，第二篇第二个地方是诗篇第十九篇，那个时候我们看到这个两个名称啊。
Psalm 19 is the famous passage which describes two kinds of revelation God gives.
好，这里诗篇十九篇是一段有名的经文，讲到神的两种的启示。
Verses 1 to 6 describe the general revelation.
一到六节讲到神的普遍启示。
Which he gives to all men in creation.
这是他在创造之中向众人所启示的，他的普遍启示。
By this general revelation, he does not enter into a personal relationship with men.
好，在这个普遍启示当中，他没有跟人立约啊，没有一个个人的关系。
But he simply reveals himself as the distant and remote creator of all.
他启示自己是那一位遥远的。创造主神 Elohim,
the glorious creator,
这位荣耀的创造主。
Thus, the only designation for God used in verses 1 through 6,
所以在一到六节诗篇十九篇所用的神的名称呢
is El, the generic name for God,
就是那个通用的名称，就是神。
The same name for God used in Genesis 1:1 to 2:3,
也是。创世纪一章一节到二章三节所用的同一个名字，就是神，只用到神。
But in verse 7 of Psalm 19, there is a great change.
但从第七节开始啊，就有一个大的改变了。
Seven times in verses 7 to 14, the name Yahweh is used.
好，七次耶和华这个名字，从七节到十四节用了七次耶和华。
This is very appropriate.
这是非常合适的，恰当的。
Because in these verses,
因为在这些经文里头,
the psalmist speaks of special revelation.
因为这诗人讲到了神特殊的启示。
And it is by his special revelation in the Bible.
借着在圣经里头特殊的、特别的启示。
That God enters a personal relationship with men.
神与人建立一个特别的、个人的关系。
That he saves them from their sins.
他拯救人类脱离他们的罪恶。
And so Yahweh is the name used here.
所以这里用到耶和华的名称了。
Because it is the personal name of God.
因为这是神个人的名字。
Now, here is my theme or thesis today.
我今天要讲的主旨是这个啊。
Yahweh emphasizes the eternal, unchanging, and sovereign faithfulness of God.
好，耶和华这个名字 所着重的是神的永恒的不变的 and what else?
Sovereign, unchanging, eternal.
不改变的永恒的旨意。
It emphasizes that God is eternally faithful to his covenant promises.
他强调的是神永远对他的百姓的约守约是慈爱他是信实的。
Yahweh is the eternal faithful God.
耶和华是那位永恒的守信的神。
And this theme of Yahweh being the eternal and faithful God,
好，这个主题啊，耶和华是那永恒的守约的神。
Is confirmed by four major passages of Scripture.
借着圣经里另外的四段经文呢，得到了肯定。
About the name Yahweh.
就是耶和华的名称是这个意思。
So the four points of this message.
所以这篇信息的四个大纲啊。
Are those four passages.
就是这四段经文。
As you can see.
你可以看到啊。
We will look at the derivation of the name in Exodus 3, 14 and 15.
我们可以看到耶和华名字的由来是在出埃及记三章十四到十五节啊。
The revelation of the name in Exodus 6, 2 to 8.
耶和华他的名的启示是从出埃及记六章二到八节。
The implication of the name in Exodus 33,
19. 耶和华名的含义是在出埃及三三章十九节。
And then the description of the name in Exodus 34.
耶和华名的描述三四章六到七节。
And so, first of all, the derivation of the name in Exodus 3, 14 and 15.
我们来看看耶和华名的由来是第三章的十四到十五节。
It's helpful to know where a word comes from in understanding its meaning.
我们要知道这个字从哪来，它的字根，它的意思，可以帮助我们了解它。
The derivation of a name can help us understand it.
好，所以这个名字的由来啊。可以帮助我们了解耶和华的意思。
Can help us understand what it means and the way it's used.
那当它用的时候，我们就知道它的本来的意思。
And this is very true in the case of the name Yahweh.
在耶和华的名字，尤其是如此。
Because the Bible emphasizes where this name comes from.
因为圣经强调它的名字耶和华从哪而来。
This is the emphasis of the most important passage in the Bible on this subject.
好，这是整本圣经里头。最重要的有关他名字由来的经文啊。
It stresses the derivation or origin of the name Yahweh.
强调耶和华他的名的源头在何方。
And that passage is Exodus 3, 14 and 15.
是出埃及三十到十四到十五节。OK, 我们一起读。神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说。那自有的打发我到你们这里来。神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
In this chapter,God has appeared to Moses in the burning bush.
好，在这段经文里头，神在燃烧的树丛中、荆棘中向摩西显现。
He has commissioned him to go to Israel with the message of deliverance.
他差遣摩西到以色列，要释放他们的信息，带着这样的信息。
But Moses has a question.
但摩西有个问题啊。
Who shall I say has sent me?
那当他们问是谁打发我，我该怎么回答呢？
How am I to identify you to the Israelites?
我怎么样子向以色列人说明你是谁呢？
Verses 14 and 15 answer this question.
14到15节他神回答的问题。
God calls himself by this name.
神称呼他自己这个名字。
I am who I am.
我是自有拥有的，在中文就是我就是我，翻过来我就是我。
Then he tells Moses, tell Israel, my name is I am.
然后他叫摩西告诉以色列人，我的名字就是我是，或是我是自由的。
Tell them I am has sent me to you.
告诉他们，那自由的或是我是打发 打发你来。
Finally, he uses the actual word Yahweh.
最后他用这个耶和华这个名字。
Which is closely related to the words I am.
耶和华就是我是，是非常相近的词。
And he says, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel.
他说你要告诉以色列人这样说。
Yahweh, the God of your fathers.
耶和华你们祖宗的神。
The God of Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Isaac.
以撒的神。
The God of Jacob has sent me to you.
打发我到你们这里来。
Now, what can such a name mean?
这个名字是什么意思呢？耶和华。
God calls himself I am.
神称他自己为我是自由的。
The word, the name comes from the be verb.
这个字是从一个 be 动词的字根出来的。
And Yahweh actually means
耶和华本意是
He is.
他就是。
God calls himself I am.
神称他自己为我是自有拥有的。
God calls himself he is.
他称他为他就是。
And these names can also be translated this way.
好，这个名字也可以这样子翻译，自有拥有的。
Not just I am.
不仅仅是我是。
But I will be.
我将来也会这样。
Not just he is.
不仅仅他是。
But he will be.
他将来也必如此。
God is I am who I am.
他就是他是自有拥有的那一位。
But the Hebrew can also be translated this way.
那希伯来文也可以这样翻啊。
I will be who I will be.
我将会是我这样，不改变。
So I ask again.
我再问一次啊。
What can such a name mean?
这样的名字到底是什么意思呢？
How are we to understand such a name?
我们如何明白他的名字的意思呢？
What are we to think when we hear it?
当我们听到这样的名字耶和华我是我们要怎么样想呢？
Well, we must understand this name in light of the story of the Bible.
我们必须从圣经的历史圣经的故事当中明白它的本意如何。
When God uses this name,
当神用这个名字耶和华的时候
He is identifying himself as the God who keeps his promises.
他把自己表明为那一位守约的神。
The God who is faithful in his covenant commitments.
他是那一位遵守他自己的应许，他的约定，他是那位信实的神，说话算话，言出必行的上帝。
God is about to deliver his people Israel from Egypt.
神就要把他的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来了。
This deliverance comes as the keeping of ancient promises.
这个拯救是因为神按着他过去从前在古代所应许的约，他照此而行的结果。
God has given promises to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac centuries before.
神在几百年前已经向亚伯拉罕、以撒跟以各他们的祖宗雅各应许了要把他们拯救出来。
Has God forgotten his promises after all these centuries?
过了那么多年，几百年，神是不是忘掉了他从前的应许了呢？
Is God the kind of being who can forget and not keep his promises?
神是不是那种健忘的会忘掉他的话语的这样一位神呢？
No, God says.
不，神说，我不是。
Here is my name.
我的名字称之为。
I am who I am.
我就是我，我是那自由拥有的。
I will be who I will be.
我将来也会永远守我的约。
He is the God who in his being and purposes is always the same.
他在他的本质跟他的计划上永远不改变。
Centuries will not make him forget.
时间不能使他淡忘他的应许。
He will never forget his covenant.
他永不忘记他所说的约，他的话。
He will not forget his promises.
他不会忘记他的应许，他立的约。
And so God says.
所以神说。
I am who I am.
我是那自由拥有的。
I will be who I will be.
我从前怎样，现在怎样，将来也怎样。
I do not change.
我永不改变。
And I will always keep my promises.
我总是会言出必行，说话做到。
Nothing will interfere with my determination to keep my promises.
没有任何东西可以干涉，可以拦阻我所说的话，我所立的约。
Nothing will resist my determination to keep my covenant.
没有任何东西能够拦阻我要守约的决心。
Now, this understanding of the name is confirmed by Exodus 4:5.
我们这样如此理解他的名字耶和华，借着第 Exodus
4:5.
好，第四章第五节也肯定了我们的理解是正确的。
Go ahead and read it.
我们一起读。如此好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，向你显现了，是向你显现了。
The name Yahweh identifies him.
好，这个名字耶和华把他认出来。
As the God of their fathers.
是他们祖宗的神。
Who has now appeared to keep his promises.
好，如今他显现了，为要施行他的应许。
And his covenant made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他要成就他向他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒所立的约，要成就他的应许。
The name Yahweh then.
好，这个名字耶和华
derives from the idea.
从这样的思想里头出来的。
That he is the God who is unchanging and faithful in his covenant commitment.
他是一位不改变而且守约信实的守约的神。
We can never say of God that he was this way but has changed.
我们不能说神从前是这样子但现在改变了。不。
God's name is not he was.
神的名字不是他从前是怎么样。不。
God's name is that he is.
他的名字乃是他是现在是。
We cannot say he was.
我们不能说他从前怎么样。
We must always say his name is he is.
我们必须说他的名字总是我是自有拥有的，很久不变的。
And he will be.
而且将来也会这样，永不改变。
God does not call himself I was.
他没有称他为我从前怎么样。
He calls himself I am.
他称他为我是现在是。
He calls himself I will be.
他也称他为我将是。自由拥有的。
But the second passage, and the second point helps us understand a little more closely what the name signifies.
好，这第二段经文呢，也帮助我们更深入的了解他这个名字耶和华是什么意思啊。
Exodus 6 today.
好，第六章的二到八节，我们同声来读。神晓谕摩西说：“我是耶和华。”我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神，至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道。我与他们坚立所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地，我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业，我是耶和华。
Now this passage raises a question.
好，这段经文叫我们有一个问题。
We must not ignore the questions that the Bible raises for us.
我们不能够忽略圣经叫我们想起的一些问题。
The question comes because of what God says here.
这里因着神所说的话，所以我们就会有这个问题。
He says, by my name, Yahweh, I did not make myself known to them.
好，第三节他说，至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道，从前不知道。
That's a problem.
这是个问题啊。
Why is it a problem?
为什么是问题呢？
Because throughout Genesis and the previous chapters of Exodus,
因为在创世纪还有出埃及记前面几章啊。
The name Yahweh has been used.
耶和华的名出现过啊，怎么不知道呢？
This is not the first time in the Bible that the word Yahweh has been used.
这不是圣经里头第一次耶和华的名字出现啊，不是的。
It's used throughout Genesis.
创世纪里头用很多次了已经。
It's used in conversations with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
当神跟亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各说话的时候，常常提到耶和华，用过。
How can God say I did not make myself known by this name?
神怎么能说至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道，从前不知道？他怎么这么说呢？
When it's used many times in the book of Genesis.
圣经都用了，前面创世纪用了好多次了。
What's the answer to that question?
怎么回答这问题呢？
Well, the answer to that question is very important.
这个答案非常重要。
Exodus 6:3 must not be taken in a naively literal or strictly literal fashion.
创世纪这出埃及记六章第三节这段经文不能够很简单化的你就从字面的意思来理解它。
Here's what God is saying.
神其实在说呢。
Even though the word was known,
虽然这个名字耶和华是我们知道这个字这个名字我们知道。
Its full meaning and significance was not known.
但是它的完全的意思和它的重要性不我们不你们不完全的知道。
The patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
这些祖宗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各等等
could not know the full meaning of Yahweh.
他们从前不可能完全明白耶和华名字的完整的意思。
Because God had just made His promises to them.
因为神不过给了他们一些应许而已，当时。
And even human beings,
甚至人类啊，
will keep promises made only a few days or years ago.
人也会守约嘛，你几天前或者几年前说的话，我现在也立了约，我就会守，人都会守嘛。
But to know what Yahweh really means,
但你要明白耶和华真正的意义
centuries must pass,
必须有几百年的时间来考验
and then when Yahweh returns to Israel,
好，几百年后当耶和华回到以色列人当中
when he comes to the descendants of Abraham,
当他来到亚伯拉罕的后裔后代当中
And then, after centuries, keeps his promises.
过了几百年之后，他仍然守约。
Then Israel can really know what Yahweh means.
那个时候，以色列人就能够真正明白耶和华这个名字是什么意义了。
Then what Yahweh means is clear.
啊，那个时候，耶和华的名字的意义就清楚了，一目了然了。
To really understand the unchanging faithfulness of Yahweh,
要真正明白他的不改变的信实，耶和华的信实守约。
To really understand who Yahweh is,
要明白耶和华真正的意义。
You must wait those centuries,
你必须等候这么几百年的时光。
And see him returning to redeem the descendants of Abraham.
然后看到耶和华再回来，来拯救他亚伯拉罕的百姓。
After all these centuries, God still keeps his promises.
过了那么几百年，神仍然守约。
And now you know what Yahweh means.
你知道耶和华他的名字的真正意义。
Now God reveals himself.
好，如今神启示了自己。
As irresistibly and eternally faithful to his covenant.
他是无可抗拒的，他是永远守约，言出必行的。
Now this emphasis of the name Yahweh.
好，这个他的名字耶和华的强调点了。
on God's eternal and unchanging faithfulness,
强调他的永恒的守约信实,
is confirmed by a familiar text.
我们一段很熟悉的经文呢，也肯定了这一点。
Malachi 3:6,
就是马拉基书三章六节，我们大家同声读。因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
Here's the meaning of Yahweh.
这就是耶和华名字的意思。
I am Yahweh.
我是耶和华。
I do not change.
我不改变。
I always keep my promises.
我永远说话算话。
And that's why you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
所以你们的雅各之子没有灭亡啊。
Now we have seen then where the name come from.
好，我们已经看到这个名字的字根来源是什么。
And what it means.
到底它的名字是什么意思？耶和华。
Now we want to go a little more deeply into it.
好，我们现在继续呢，深一层再来看看。
And see what the name implies.
看看这个名字的含义是什么。
And so we come to the implication of the name.
我们就来到耶和华之名的含义。
In Exodus 33:19.
出埃及33:19节，我们同声读。耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
You see the phrase, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious?
你看到这句话，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Remember that Yahweh can mean this.
记得，耶和华也可以是这个意思。
I will be who I will be.
我要怎么样就将来也会怎么样。
And interpreters agree.
所以圣经的解经家同意。
That I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Refers back to the name Yahweh.
这个是指到耶和华的名。
God is saying.
神意思是说。
I will be what I will be.
我将要怎样。我就怎样。
No one can resist my grace.
没有人能够阻挡我的恩典。
No one can resist my determination to deliver my people.
没有人能抗拒我的旨意，要拯救我百姓的旨意。
I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And so the emphasis is again on God's irresistible grace.
这里的重点又是提到神不可抗拒的恩典。
And His sovereign faithfulness.
他的主权的信实。
Has God decided to be gracious?
神是不是决定了他要施恩呢？
Then nothing can stand in His way.
那么没有任何东西能够阻挡他的恩典。
I will be gracious, he says.
他说我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
To whom I will be gracious.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I am Yahweh.
我是耶和华。
But then we come now to the fourth passage.
好，我们再看第四段经文啊。
And our fourth point.
就是第四点。
The description of the name.
耶和华之名的描述或是形容。
In Exodus 34:6-7.
出埃及记34章，大家同声来读6-7节。耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，此父及子，直到三四代。
Now this passage is clearly important for the name Yahweh.
好，这段经文啊，很明显的是对耶和华这个名字的意义很重要啊。
You see how the name Yahweh is used 3 times in the first verse.
你看到第六节啊，耶和华这个名字出现了三次。
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
耶和华，耶和华，耶和华。
Well, Moses is here asked in the preceding verses.
好，在这个前面呢，摩西问了。
That Yahweh would show him his glory.
他请求耶和华把他的荣耀彰显出来。
And this is Yahweh's answer.
好，这就是耶和华的回应。
These verses describe the glory of Yahweh.
这些经文呢，描述了耶和华的荣耀。
They tell us therefore who Yahweh is.
这些经文告诉我们耶和华到底他是谁。
And this description of the glory of Yahweh,
这个对耶和华荣耀的描述呢,
focuses on the covenant dealings, the attributes revealed in the covenant dealings with Israel.
这些属性呢是集中在神是如何在他的约中对待以色列人，他如何对待的。
Who is Yahweh?
谁是耶和华呢？
He is the God of compassion.
他是那位有恩典有怜悯的神啊。
Grace.
他有恩典。
Long suffering.
他不轻易发怒。
Loving kindness.
有丰盛的慈爱。
Truth.
诚实。
Forgiveness.
他赦免罪过。
Justice.
而且他是公义的，追讨罪。
He is the God who keeps loving kindness for thousands.
他是那位哦能够为千万人存留慈爱的神。
And that phrase probably should be translated this way.
为千万人存留慈爱也可以这么翻译啊。
He keeps loving kindness to a thousand generations.
他向千万代、千千万万代存留慈爱。第七节。
He visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children.
他也必追讨他们的罪，至父及子。
To three or four generations.
直到三四代。
But he keeps loving kindness to a thousand generations.
但是他为千万，不是千万人而已啊，也可以翻译作千万代存留慈爱。
Have a thousand generations passed.
就算千万代人都过去了。
Has God forgotten?
神是否忘记了？
After a thousand generations.
过了一千代。
He walks through the door.
他从门口进来。
To keep his promises.
来守他从前所立的约。
This passage emphasizes again.
这段经文再一次强调了。
The unchanging faithfulness of Yahweh.
神不改变的信实，耶和华的信实。
In his covenant commitments.
他守约是慈爱。
And now I want to come to some concluding practical observations.
好，现在我们要看看一些最后结束的一些观察啊，结束的总结。
The emphasis of the personal name of God Yahweh.
好，神的个人的名字耶和华的重点强调的是。
We have seen is on the eternal, unchanging, and sovereign faithfulness of God.
我们看到呢，永恒的、不变的、主权的神的信实。他守约说话做到。
The great biblical theologian,
一个很伟大的圣经神学家
Gerhardus Voss,
他名字叫做 Sorry, I don't have it here. 他名字叫这个啊。
Okay. he reached a similar conclusion concerning this name.
他也下了同样的结论哦，当他研究圣经，这是他对耶和华的理解。
And I want to read you a brief quotation from him.
我就读一段很简单的他说的话，这个神学家的话。
The name Jehovah signifies.
好，这个名字耶和华呢，表明。
That in all God is for His people.
神一切的属性为他的百姓所彰显的。
He is from within determined.
他从他里面他自己，他。坚决，他立定决心。
Not moved by outside influences.
他不是受外界任何的环境的影响。
That being determined from within.
因为他里头他立定决心。
And not subject to change within.
他也永远不会自己改变。
He is not subject to change at all.
他永远不会更改他的主意。
And he is particularly not subject to change in relation to his people.
特别他与他百姓之间的关系，他更不会改变他的态度。
And this name fits admirably into the situation where it was revealed.
这个名字呢 ,okay, 非常恰当的、贴切的显明在他所启示自己那个名字的那个环境当中。
Jehovah, the absolute God,
耶和华这位绝对的上帝,
acting with unfettered liberty,
这一位不受任何捆绑在自己绝对自由的一位神,
was the very God to help Israel,
就是这位帮助以色列的神,
in regards to their own unworthiness,
虽然以色列人是何等的不配,
and regards to their powerlessness with regard to the Egyptians,
他们在埃及人面前是何等的无助，不能自救自拔。
Now let me make then five observations.
好，我们来看看五点，五个观察。
First of all,
第一，
the name Yahweh emphasizes that God is absolutely faithful to His promises.
好，耶和华的名字呢，首先强调。他向他的约是绝对守约的。
Secondly,
第二，
the name Yahweh indicates that God is absolutely sovereign in making and keeping His promises.
他的名字耶和华表明他是绝对有主权来守约，是慈爱的。
A third observation.
第三个观察，
the name Yahweh teaches,
耶和华的名字教导我们。
The unchanging character of God.
神的不改变的本质本性。
He is unchanging in His being.
在他的本质中不改变。
He is unchanging in His promises.
他的应许不改变。
He is unchanging in His purposes.
他的目标不改变，计划不变更。
A fourth observation.
第四个观察。
The name Yahweh implies that God is self-existent.
这个名字耶和华也表明他是自有拥有的。
If God never changes,
如果神永不改变，
then He cannot be dependent on anyone else.
那么他不会依靠其他任何的人。
He determines Himself from within.
他是自我决定的，按照他自己旨意所喜悦的而行事。
He is not determined by the influence of others.
他不是因着别人影响他，他受任何摇动、左右、改变的。
And therefore, Yahweh is the self-existent God.
因此，耶和华是这位自由、拥有、永存的上帝。
The fifth observation is this.
第五个观察是
，Jesus Christ is this Yahweh.
耶稣基督就是这一位耶和华。
This is what John 8:58 says.
这就是约翰福音八章五十八节耶稣说的。
Go ahead and read it.
我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我，我就是了。Abraham, I'm sorry, 我就是耶和华，我是就是耶和华。
You see, Christ says, before Abraham, I am.
你看啊。基督说了，没有亚伯拉罕，就有了我了。
It is not just that centuries can pass and God still keep His promises.
不是说过了几百年后神仍然守约。
The promises of a seed.
神应许了要给亚伯拉罕后裔呀。
The promises of God finally coming to deliver His people by a redeemer.
最后神。来到他的百姓当中，差遣了一位救赎主来拯救他的百姓。
These promises had been made.
这些应许已经早就应许了。
Not just centuries before.
不仅是几百年前而已。
They had been made millennia before.
是几千年前的应许。
Has God forgotten?
神忘了他的应许吗？
Will He keep His promises?
他是否会守约呢？
Will millennia make him forget?
过了几千年，是否使他忘记呢？
No.
不。
After millennia.
过了几千年后。
God walks through the door.
神从门口进来。
In Jesus Christ.
借着基督道成肉身而来。
To keep His promises.
来守他的约。
So here are my final applications.
好，这是我最后的应用。
Is your God Yahweh?
你所信的神是否就是这位耶和华呢？
Do you have a covenantal personal relationship with Yahweh?
你是否与这位耶和华有了约的个人的关系，与他立了个人的约呢？
This is eternal life.
这是永生。
That they might know you, the only true God.
他们可以认识你这独一的真神。
And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
就是你所差遣的耶稣基督。
Do you have experiential knowledge of God in Jesus Christ?
你是否在基督里跟神有一个个人的关系，一个亲身的经历，与他立约了呢？
Do you have a personal relationship with the personal God, Yahweh?
你是否跟这位个别的耶和华，这位神跟他有个个人的关系呢？
Then I want to remind you that your God is named Yahweh.
我要提醒你，你的神是耶和华，那自由拥有的。
No matter how long your trials may seem,
不管你所经历的试探有多长时间。
No matter how protracted your trials may be,
不管你的患难是迟延多长时间还没有结果。
No matter how long, God is still Yahweh.
不论多长时间，他仍然是耶和华。
And he has not forgotten.
他没有忘记。
And he is coming.
他必要再来。
Wait for him.
等候他。
Is your God named Yahweh?
你的神是否是耶和华？
No matter how deep your trials are.
不管你所经历的患难是多么的深，多么的重。
No matter how difficult your trials may be.
不管是多么的困难，多么的艰巨。
God is still Yahweh.
神仍然是那位自由拥有的耶和华，不改变的神。
His grace is sovereign.
他的恩典是永不改变的。
He will be who he will be.
他现在怎样，将来也必怎样。
Nothing is too hard for Yahweh.
对他来说，没有太难的事。
And he can, and he will help you.
他能，他也必要帮助你。
Because his name is Yahweh.
因为他名为耶和华，自由拥有的。
And your God is named Yahweh.
如果你的神名叫耶和华。
And this means one more thing.
还有一件事，也是代表。
It means no matter how sinful you are.
不论你的罪孽何等深重。
No matter how unworthy you are.
不管你是何等的不配不堪。
That God is still Yahweh.
神仍然是耶和华。
And his mercy does not depend on what you do.
他的怜悯不是因着你做了什么。
It depends only on his own unchanging purpose.
他的恩典乃是因着他自己那不改变的计划和预旨。
It depends on who Jesus Christ is.
他的恩典乃是根据耶稣基督为你所做的。
You and your sins cannot stop God from being forgiving.
你和你的罪孽不能够阻止神的怜悯和赦免。
He will tread all your iniquities under his feet.
他会把你一切的罪孽踏在脚底下。
No iniquity is too difficult for God to forgive.
对神没有他不能赦免的滔天的大罪。
Return to him.
回到他面前吧。
And you will find him merciful to you.
你会发现他是那一位向你有怜悯有慈爱的神。
I want to leave you with one more verse about Yahweh.
好，我再给你一段经文，有关耶和华的经文。
Jeremiah 32:27.
Okay, 耶利米书三十二章二七节，我们一起读。
Behold, I am Yahweh.
看哪，我是耶和华。
The God of all flesh.
是凡有血气者的神。
Is there anything too difficult for me?
岂有我难成的事？是吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
We rejoice in who you are.
父啊，我们因着你的本性而欢喜快乐。
We bless you that you are Yahweh.
我们赞美你，因为你是那自由拥有的耶和华。
Unchanging.
你那不改变的。
Eternal.
永恒的。
Sovereign.
主权的。
Irresistible.
不可抗拒的。
Self-existent.
自由拥有的
faithful
信实的
personal God
我们个人的神
and we wholly commit ourselves
我们把自己完全交托给你
to your grace
因着你的怜悯和恩典
your faithfulness
你的信实
your promises
你的应许
and your covenants
你的约
in Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen,
Amen.